We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 20. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, with special attention to the following words of Jesus himself. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored?" Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of a Christian life, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. What a wonderful statement, and yet at the same time challenging one. As we once again worship our Lord Jesus and meditate on his holy word, yes, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. As a matter of fact, after Jesus finished preaching the Beatitudes that we talked about last Sunday, in which he called them blessed, and that they should rejoice and be glad, for their reward is great in heaven, Jesus continued with his sermon and tells them the importance of being the salt of the earth and the light of the world, as well as the need to obey all of his commandments in order to fulfill the law of God. Not to kill, not to commit adultery, not to get divorced, not to swear falsely, not to retaliate an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And finally, to love your neighbor as yourself, to love your enemies, and even to pray for those who persecute you. In other words, Jesus challenged his disciples and the crowds that followed him to be different from the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. If they truly wanted to become his disciples. Jesus made that very clear at the end of the gospel lesson for today. Listen to what Jesus says. I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we the salt of the earth so that it does not lose its saltiness and its taste? Are we the light of the world so that it cannot be hidden or snuffed out? And if you and I are honest to the Lord this morning, the answer is no, not always. Unfortunately, sometimes we allow the salt to lose its saltiness. We allow the light to suddenly lose its wonderful splendor. It happens every time we get upset or angry. Isn't that right? Every time we gossip or slander or hate other people. Every time we lie or cheat or are dishonest. Every time we mistreat someone or discriminate against other people. As a matter of fact, every time we sin, we are no longer than the salt of the earth that Jesus talks about, or the light of the world that Jesus talks about. But we only bring despair and darkness into our lives. That's precisely what happened to Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time. As soon as they disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden fruit, they knew they were in trouble with God. Suddenly, the salt and the light in their lives was gone. And despair and darkness came into their lives. This became very evident when God asked them, as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Adam, where are you? And what did Adam say? I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid. So I hid myself because I was naked. So God asked Adam again, who told you that you were naked? Who told you that? Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Unfortunately, they sinned against God. As they ate of the forbidden fruit and tried to hide from God among the trees in the garden. As a matter of fact, they suddenly found out that they were naked. They didn't realize that before. Not only that, but that they were afraid in fear of God. And as a consequence of their sin, God was very displeased and banished them forever from the Garden of Eden, never ever to return to it again. Well, the same was true of Cain. Isn't that right? We all know the story of Cain. When he killed his brother Abel out of jealousy? The Lord looked upon Abel with favor because of his offering the first fruits with fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock instead of the leftovers offered by Cain, with only some of the first fruits, not the first fruits. As a matter of fact, God asked Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Not only that, but where is your brother Abel? Where is he? He replied, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord God said to him, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. And as a consequence of his sin, God also punished Cain with a curse, and he became a restless wanderer on the earth. The same was also true of King David. We know the story, don't we? When he committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband Uriah in order to cover up his sin of adultery. But after the child was born from Bathsheba, the child became very ill and died on the seventh day, even though David fasted and pleaded to the Lord to save the child. But unfortunately, after the child was born, God was displeased and did not allow the child to live as a consequence of David's sin. That's why it's so important that we as Christians today follow and obey all of the commandments of the Lord, not to allow ourselves to sin just like Adam and Eve did, because they wanted to be like God, to be like Cain, out of jealousy of his brother, and David as he committed adultery with another man's wife. Instead, today we are encouraged to be the salt of the earth, to be different, to be the light of the world so that those around us right here in the Big Bear Valley, our neighbors, people we work with, people we run into the grocery store, the bank, wherever you go, may see in us the good works which are pleasing to God and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Yes, doing good works. Not in order to be saved, because we all know we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, but to obey the will of our Father who is in heaven, as Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount in our text for today. I'm always reminded of what Peter wrote in his first letter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's what Jesus expects from us, to be the light of the world, to be an example of people as they see us in the community. St. Paul reminds us in his letter to Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And yet if we have failed sometimes to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world in the past, there is good news this morning. There is still the gospel of Jesus Christ. God still loves us through Jesus. And I'll be the first to admit, sometimes I'm not the salt of the earth and the light of the world Jesus expects from me as a pastor. The good news is that God forgives us through Jesus Christ this morning, so that you and I can become that salt that doesn't lose its saltiness and its taste, so that we can become that light that isn't hidden or snuffed out, but put on a pedestal so that everybody can see it. The words of Jesus himself when he says, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And then those wonderful words, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us for his Holy Spirit today as we become the light of the world, the salt of the earth, so that others who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven may see in us Christ as we reach out to them with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of love and in obedience. Listen to what we sang. Create in me a new heart, O Lord, that gladly I obey your word. Are we willing to do that? That I may obey your word. Let what you will be my desire, and with new life, my soul inspire. So God bless you as you become the salt of the earth, the light of the world, right here in our own community in the Big Bear Valley. You know, there's still people lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven, right here on the mountain. Maybe some you know. Witness the gospel to them. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that they too may come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.